I want to thank you all for allowing me the privilege to be with you. I want to thank Mike for leading and Barb for reading for me. It's a joy to be in your presence today and to offer you a word. I lived in Kalamazoo about 40 years ago. And how long has this church been in existence? Yeah, I just missed you. I didn't. I wish I had known about Phoenix Church when I was here. But then I subsequently moved from one state to another, eventually getting into ministry. And I'm really grateful that I found my way back to Kalamazoo and that I had been invited to be with you here tonight. So, one of my main ideals is unity in diversity. It's a cornerstone of my beliefs. It's a core value. In a way, it seems like a utopian dream. In it, everyone gets to be their fullest and best self, rich in the colors of their soul, expressing their gifts and their talents, learning to their full capacity, getting to know their skills, enriching them, enriching their community. Everyone gets along all the time, and they celebrate each other all the time. Sounds like a perfect world, doesn't it? Isn't that the world you want to live in? This world I want to live in. I want to live in a world, though, where there are similarities and differences. Our similarities help us to bond, and our differences help us to expand and to grow. It's that easy, isn't it? No, not really. Right? If only it were that easy. The truth is that difference is often felt as a threat rather than an opportunity. The story of Jesus that we read from the gospel that we call Matthew reminds us of this. By this time in the telling, Jesus had been out and about doing his thing. He was gathering quite a reputation. Quite a reputation in many ways. And he had quite a following. In the previous chapter, we're told that his mothers and his brothers found out about what he was doing, what was going on, and they came to talk to him. Now, Jesus,
tone it down a little.
could you tone it down just a little bit? You're being a little rambunctious. We're worried about you. But Jesus didn't listen. They wanted to talk some sense into him because they were worried, but he didn't stop what he was doing. He didn't give them the time of day. He was on a mission, and he didn't want to be dissuaded. And then I wonder, did he look back on that moment and think to himself, "Oh, man, I shouldn't have treated him like that. Maybe I should make some amends." So he came to his hometown for a visit. While at home, he began doing what he had been doing absolutely everywhere. He began teaching. He went to his home synagogue. And when he started teaching there, people became incredulous. They were offended that he was acting outside of his expectations. Who did he think he was? His father was just a carpenter. They indicted him of thinking of himself as wise and powerful beyond his station. They reminded him, "We know your mother. We know where you come from. You're just that little boy." And Jesus walks away without being able to do much of anything because they didn't receive him. They wanted him to be who they expected him to be. See, the truth is, some people are just not going to get you. They won't understand who you are. They won't understand where you're coming from. They won't even want to understand. They have your box or your basket. And they're like, okay, now fit in here. And when you don't, well, you're wrong. Because we know who you are. Whatever your gifts or your skills you have, it can't be seen or experienced by them. And that's painful, isn't it? It's terrible. We want to be seen. We want to be heard, to be understood. And honestly, that's reasonable. While this is true that it happens to us, sadly, it's also true that it happens from us. We have expectations of people about who they should be, how they should be, what they should be, how they should act. It's hard to open up, to be still for, to experience the truth of a person's becoming as they're becoming someone that we knew before and no longer know exactly the way they were before because they're no longer who they were before. It's disappointing and it's painful. We can train ourselves to get better, but it's hard to open up. It's hard to experience that, but it's worth the time and the energy to try because the world becomes so much brighter and so much bigger when we do. And the sad thing is that many people just don't. They don't take the time. They don't have the energy. They just don't want to deal with it. And that's disappointing. It may even feel like we're doing all that we can and yet wasting our time going around in circles. If nothing is ever going to change, why do we even bother? And I'll tell you why I bother. Because God has given me a vision. One where there's a future and our hope is not cut off. One where people come together in all of their glorious diversity, which synergizes to create the kingdom of holy love. We have been working on this for decades, for centuries, for millennia, for eons. And rather than saying, well, we may as well stop because it hasn't happened yet, I'd rather say, well, we've been working at it for this long now. Why would we give up? We put so much energy into it. Are we just going to stop because it could be just right there? It could be way over there, but it could be just right there. This brings us to what Tony Davidson talked about in his UCC Daily Devotional, Never Give Up. Don't give up on your ideals of inclusivity. You've been doing this a long time, haven't you? Don't give up. Don't give up on your celebrations of all people. Don't give up on creation. Don't give up on your core values of love, which draws us together. Don't give up on the institutions that are meant to organize us toward the realization of the utopian future that we dream about. Even if an individual institution lets you down, because they might, and they will, continue to set your gaze on the bigger picture. When he was in his hometown, Jesus had to make a decision. Would he stay there and try to convince them that he had something to offer? Say, really, really, people, I'm not that same little Jesus. I mean, I'm the same Jesus, but I'm not the same Jesus. I'm expanded. Was he going to try to do that? Or would he walk away and use his energy for good somewhere else, somewhere that they'd receive him? And he walked away. He looked around and he said, what is the best use of my time and energy? Clearly not here. And he walked away. I'm sure he was disappointed. I'm sure he had grief. But he knew he had more in him than they were willing to receive. Sometimes we have to make those tough decisions. Not giving up can mean moving on. I know sometimes that feels counterintuitive. Well, clearly, if I'm moving on, that means I've given up. No, you're making a choice. Moving on for the purpose of continuing, being able to pivot and to absorb new information, alter course. That's crucial to not giving up. We have high ideals, and we should, but they're not too high. It just takes a long time to climb something high. It takes a while to walk a great distance. Rest when you get fatigued. That's not giving up. Enjoy life to the max. That's not giving up. It's embracing joy. That's how we gain strength to continue, to dream, to connect, and to build community. We can do this work better and be sustained longer when we're in community. Embrace your ideals. Seek after diversity. Seek after being expanded. When diversity and difference challenges you and doesn't go as smoothly as you'd hoped it would, know that you are in a real moment. You're not faking anything. And that's a beautiful thing. Give yourself a beat to breathe, to be still, and to feel that real moment. To listen, not only to others, but to listen to your own heart. Unity and diversity comes because we continue to lean into what bonds us together while we celebrate what makes us different. In this way, we can create the most beautiful community beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we've ever been able to think before. And with that, my friends, I offer you my peace and ask if you have any questions. Does this bring anything up for you? In what way would you like to go deeper?